The highly anticipated first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump features some very sharp attacks and very different views of the country. Among those watching the debate was a group of college students in the swing state of New Hampshire. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks watched with them.
Of the estimated 100 million Americans who watched the debate last night, about 30 of them gathered here in a classroom at Keene State College in southwestern New Hampshire. This is part of the college's American Democracy Project, coordinated by Kim Schmidl-Gagne.
And our goal is to help create the next generation of active and engaged citizens, and politics is part of it. So in the state of New Hampshire, first in the nation primary, our students get an up-close and personal view of the candidates.
New Hampshire is considered a swing state, and with polls tightening across the country, the student vote in a small state like this could make a difference. Hillary Clinton polls better than Donald Trump among younger voters, and that's borne out by the self-selected sample in this classroom. Before the debate, most of the students say they'll probably vote for Clinton, but not with an abundance of enthusiasm.
I think I'm going to be voting for Hillary. Kind of scared of Donald Trump, I'm not going to lie.
This is Christine Danielson, a Keene State freshman from Woburn, Mass.
I'm not huge on Hillary, but I think she's a lesser of two evils.
It's an opinion shared by many of the students here, a kind of tepid resignation in favor of Clinton. Here's Sam Gagne, another freshman, who says he'll probably vote for Clinton so he can vote against Trump.
Just because a lot of what Donald Trump says, like, I feel very strongly against, like his whole building a wall and like his all Muslims are evil and need to be banned from the country.
But you don't have a strong feeling in favor of Hillary Clinton?
I do not.
Nor does Skylar Cindy, a junior from Milford, New Hampshire, who supported Bernie Sanders in the primary and says he will vote for Clinton reluctantly in November.
There's barely any enthusiasm for voting for Hillary because she is in the pockets of the corporations. Most of the kids in here that you probably interviewed voted for Bernie in the primaries. As we know, Bernie does exorbitantly well with millennials, and Clinton needs to get those millennials to vote for her, and she's kind of been snubbing them, honestly, recently.
Candidates, we look forward to hearing you articulate your policies and your positions, as well as your visions and your values.
The students settled in with pizza and soda to watch and listen. They were attentive and sometimes amused, such as when Trump accused Clinton of lacking the right temperament to be president.
With a temperament, that's got a problem.
Secretary Clinton.
Woo, okay.
At the end of the debate, Kim Schmidl-Gagne has her students use handheld devices to vote on which candidate won.
Let's see what the survey says.
And in this classroom, the vote is unanimous. 17-0, Clinton over Trump.
You all seem to be in agreement here.
Many of these students agreed that Clinton had a firmer grasp of policy and made better arguments than Trump. Among them, freshman Emily Foy from New York, who said before the debate that she was an unenthusiastic Clinton supporter.
I'm a little more enthusiastic now because I see what she's capable of, and she says a lot of things that I really agree with. So I'm still not 100% on voting for her, but I'm definitely more enthusiastic than I was before.
Clinton is depending on the Obama coalition to beat Trump, and that includes younger voters like these. Obama won 2/3 of them in 2008 and 60% in 2012. Recent polls suggest Clinton is well shy of those numbers. And the lack of enthusiasm for her candidacy at Keene State College is an indication of the challenge she faces. But last night, at least among this small group of voters, Clinton appears to have picked up some ground. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in southwestern New Hampshire.